evening and welcome everybody to Holding Ford High School. It's a Monday night girls Central Minnesota Conference matchup tonight. Piers and Holding Ford, second meeting of the year. The Huskers really thumped the Pioneers at the MAC before Christmas. 73-39 was that final score. Pioneers coming off their first win streak of the year. They put together back-to-back wins on Thursday and Friday night over Painesville and Pillager. Aaron Bring is the head coach of the Huskers, and the head coach Marcus Artner for the Piers Pioneers. Hello, everybody. Rick Grammond with you here. C-Squad and JV games split. C-Squad to Piers, JV to Holding Ford. As we are ready for our introductions and national anthem here. Holding Ford, under the direction of Aaron Bring, 9-9 overall. They are 3-5 in the conference. Right now they are in sixth place. Pioneers, with their back-to-back wins, have improved to 5-13 overall, 2-6 in the conference, ahead of Painesville in the standings. We'll be back for the starting lineups put together by the head coaches Marcus Artner and Aaron Bring. Those are coming up right after this on You Are There Sports.
Here's Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their sixth annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Here's Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PiersFreedomFest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Jacob Kipley. We like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Caitlin Becker and Jake Andrews. As winter sports season are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and
back to Holding Ford. We are set to go with tonight between the Pioneers. Let's meet the two teams. First of all, for the home Holding Ford, coached by Aaron Bring, 9-9. They are led by their leading scorer, Rachel Hellman, a 5'9 senior. She scored 21 against Piers, up in Piers, back on December 19th. Also in the starting lineup, 5'4 senior, number 11, Taylor Pop. Taylor had 2 points that game. Carolyn Becker, a 6 foot junior. Carolyn had 8 points that night. Grace Garrett's 5'10 sophomore, number 4. I thought Grace really is the player that had an outstanding game up at Piers. Grace had 17 points that night. And she was a real force out of the point. I remember that, forcing a number of turnovers out there. And then Courtney Thielen, 5'9", senior, number 32. Courtney had 6 points against Piers in the first meeting. So Hellman, Pop, Becker, Garrett, and Thielen. For Coach Aaron Bring, Holding Ford wearing their all-green uniforms, white letters and numerals, Holding Ford in script across the front, big white block letters front and back, Huskers in script across the back. For the Pioneers in their road white uniforms tonight, black numerals and lettering trimmed in red. The normal lineup for Coach Artner comes out there as they will try and make it three straight wins. Kelsey Stuckmeyer, 5'6", senior, number 10. She tied a school record with 7 3-pointers on Friday night against Pillager, scoring 30 points and in doing so becoming the school's all-time career three-point leader. A.B. Lee's 5'8 senior, number 31. By the way, Kelsey had 21 the first time these two teams played. A.B. Lee's 5'8 senior in the backcourt. A.B. had 3 points. Mariah Olish, 5'11 sophomore, number 35, really wasn't seeing a lot of minutes when these two teams played before Christmas. That certainly has changed since then. And we'll see if Mariah can be a factor here in turning this one around. Olish didn't score against Holding Ford. Malia Bozer, a 5'8 senior, number 5. Malia had 2 points against the Huskers. And then Brittany Bozer, 5'9 senior, number 25. Brittany scored 5 that night. So the teams are huddled up. We'll have the opening tip-off next on You Are There Sports.
It's cold outside, so stop cabin fever from getting to you and sign up for Dish at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, get the 2-year price lock with Dish and get 120 channels for just $49.99 a month for the first 2 years. Plus, when you sign up with us, let our professional installers do the work. And don't forget, we also carry the Dish Tailgater. This portable satellite is perfect so you can take your Dish with you out to the fish house. Call or visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack, and we'll get you hooked up with Dish.
All right, underway, and the opening tip control by the Huskers. Their first shot, rebound pulled away inside by Becker. Baseline runner is no good, and here is Brittany Bozer with the rebound and the dribble up court. First possession, now Malia Bozer. Quickly to Stuckmeyer down in the corner right side. A.B. Lees has it deflected. A.B. down on the floor, tied up, and the hell ball arrow goes to the Pioneers. And it'll be an inbounds baseline right by senior Brittany Bozer. Coming down the lane is Lees, and she's wide open and scores. A.B. Lees, a little five-footer, and it's 2-0 for the Pioneers. Good inbounds play by Pierce, works for two. Here's the first half court set now for the Huskers. Pioneers matching up man-to-man. Out front, Grace Garrett's left side to Rachel Hellman. Their top scorer scored 21 up in Pierce just before Christmas. Right side to Pop. They rotate it all on the perimeter so far. Courtney Thielen on the left side. 1 minute into the game. Whistle and a moving screen away from the ball is coming up. And this is on the Huskers, Carolyn Becker, her first. And it's a turnover on Holding Ford, and the Huskers set up their pressure that caused all kinds of problems for Pierce up in Pierce on December 19th. Pioneers tipped out of bounds. Quick hands there by Grace Garrett's, deflecting it into the scorer's table. It'll be Brittany Bozer coming into the right corner for Stuckmeyer. Entry got Olish open, and she scores! Mariah Olish makes it 4-0. 16:15 to go. Rachel Hellman works it right side to Courtney Thielen, defended by A.B. Lees. Now it's Becker out top. Hellman looking inside cross court, got through. Drive and ball stripped away, but rolls out to Hellman. One dribble down to the right corner to Pop. Back out to Carolyn Becker. Pass deflected. Loose on the floor, and Becker wins the race. Couple of loose balls. Couple of deflections inside for Pierce as the Huskers look for an opening. Left corner now for Thielen. Thielen works her way out front for Becker. Right side. Here's Rachel Hellman, defended by Brittany Bozer. Throws up an off-balance runner that's off the mark. Rebound to Brittany. Here's Brittany Bozer. Right side, A.B. Lees lost the dribble, picked it up. She's doubled, finds Stuckmeyer, right elbow. No, rebound, Malia Bozer. Bounces it back out to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. They'll reset out front. Jump ball circle now is Brittany into the lane. Quickly out to Lees. Back inside, Olish finds Malia inside. Partially blocked, loose ball, rebound, Huskers. Good ball movement, though. Nice little pass inside. Quickly up court. Here's Thielen working her way in and scoring, and a foul. Courtney Thielen running the floor and rewarded with a bucket. And the Pioneer foul will go against Malia Bozer. Her first, team's first, and it'll send Courtney Thielen to the free throw line to shoot one. 15:29 to play. Free throws up and in. So Courtney Thielen brings the Huskers within a point, 4-3, 2.5 into the ball game. Pioneers patiently work it to midcourt, and then an errant pass results in a steal for Garrett's. Grace Garrett's ball handling up to the point. Now for Courtney Thielen behind the arc. She's a threat from out there. Rachel Hellman tries to go baseline. Leans in, missed it. And the rebound controlled, but thrown into the court where Stuckmeyer is there. Huskers tried to save it from going out of bounds. And now Kelsey finds a give and go with Lease. Ball deflected, picked up by the Huskers. Grace Garrett's back the other way with two on two. Lobs down low. Thielen again for two. And the Huskers have grabbed the lead. 5-4, all five for Courtney Thielen. Good two-on-one break there for the Huskers. Here's Bozer looking for Olish. Olish patiently waits. Uses two head fakes to let Husker Flyers go by. And Olish banks it in. Four for Mariah, and it's 6-5 Piers. Hellman goes right side into the corner for Taylor Pop. Skips it away for Thielen on the left wing. She'll put it up from there. It's too long, and Brittany Bozer with a board. She's looking to push the action. Right side, Lease. Avey cut off, spins it out now for Stuckmeyer. Kelsey cut off there by Hellman. Good work by Hellman on defense. Brittany's open three-pointer. Yes! Brittany left side three. And the Pioneers are up 4-9-5. Coach Bring up and indicating the play. Bozer will meet Hellman at midcourt. Rachel Hellman switches left-hand dribble, drifts back, step away, baseline, no, rebound, good box out, Mariah Olish. 13.5 to play and holding forward, a 9-5 start for the Pioneers. Stuckmeyer leaves it off in the corner, in now, Olish had a tip, Mariah will retrieve near the volleyball line, and they'll reset out front to Brittany Bozer. Brittany picked up her dribble, finds Malia. Quick rotation, gets a Stuckmeyer three, up and good! Stuckmeyer for three, right corner. 12-5 Pioneers. Coach Bring ready to make a substitution as Rachel Hellman. It looks like Kennedy Erisman will be checking in. Under 13 to play here in Holdingford tonight. Thielen off a weave out front to Becker. Right side of the free throw line extended, looking for some help, and Stuckmeyer with a steal. Breakaway coming left side. Stuckmeyer has it knocked loose, and she is fouled hard. Kelsey will shoot two free throws. This foul is going to go on Taylor Pop. Her first, team's second, and the conference's leading free throw shooter will go to the line. 12:43 to go. The first is good. Four for Kelsey. And now Erisman comes in for Pop. Also in is Laura Skiba for Piers. And they're both in. So a couple of free throws dropped in for Kelsey. 14-5. Piers by nine. Not that Kelsey. There's a shot up and in. Here comes Bozer for Malia Bozer. Out front for Brittany. Tipped away, stolen by Garretts. Grace Garretts over Brittany scores. Backcourt now. Pioneers lead is five after that steal and bucket for Grace Garretts. Malia picked up her dribble, got it off to Brittany Bozer. We're coming up on 12 minutes. Stuckmeyer's three is good. And a whistle and a double dribble out front. Double dribble by Rachel Hellman. Piers by eight and the ball 17-9 as Paige Soltis will come in for Hellman. Backcourt into the hands of Brittany Bozer. Brittany doubled out front, bounces it off for Stuckmeyer. Lobs to the right corner. Avey Lease looking for room. A ball kicked away, rolling, picked up by Malia in the corner. Bozer doubled down low, finds Brittany. Off for Skiba, baseline, no, rebound tip. Brittany muscles it away, and a foul is coming on Holdingford. Pioneers very active on the glass. Foul on Kennedy Erisman, her first. Third team foul. It'll be Bozer to inbounds, baseline right, 11:35 to go. Brittany to Skiba. Baseline, no. Rebound, Huskers. Out of the pack. Racing ahead is Marissa Garrett. She's going to go end-to-end and miss off the front iron. Rebound, Marissa again inside. And a held ball. Huskers get possession this time. Boy, Garrett's got the rebound on one end and raced to the other end. Very fast off the dribble. Here's now Taylor Kimmon replacing Malia Bozer. Baseline right on the inbounds. It'll be Kennedy Arisman to throw it in. Pass deflected out front and stolen by Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Pierce 17 holding for 9. Lease tries to pass inside and it's knocked loose. Touched last by the Huskers' Callie Kostreba. 11-12 to go, first half. Baseline right throw in for Brittany Bozer. Skiba boxes out inside, got her own miss, puts it up and it's fouled. And Skiba's going to shoot a pair as the foul's coming on Callie Kostreba. Her first, team's fourth. And Laura Skiba going to the free throw line. Good. Straight through. First point for Laura tonight. Here comes Carolyn Becker returning to the lineup for Kostreba. One more for the junior, Laura Skiba. Both nothing but net. Piers by 10, 19-9. Huskers, front court with Kennedy Arisman working on A.B. Lease. Arisman skips it across the way, down low. Grace Garretts finds Paige Soltis, lob to the corner. Baseline, they throw it inside through the hands of Becker, but it got through to Marissa Garretts, and she finds the hoop for two. First points for Marissa Garretts, 19-11. Ball tipped out of bounds. The normally sure-handed Gary Zebzalka, busy with a bag of popcorn, unable to field that one. Into the corner comes Skiba. Back to Brittany Bozer now as they work their offense top of the key. Left side, Stuckmeyer. Just to the left of the top. Give and go for Skiba. Up and in. What a play! Skiba from Stuckmeyer. 21-11. Pioneers playing like a team with confidence that has won two in a row. 21-11 with 10:15 to go. Quickly left corner. Stop. Skip pass across the way. Down low. They work it to Grace Garretts. Doubled. Back out to the wing. 18-footer. Banks off the window right into the hands of Brittany Bozer on the air ball miss. Back the other way. Brittany driving. Finding Kimmon for an open 10-footer. No. Second hop off the iron controlled by Grace Garretts. She wants to run. Her pass deflected from Marissa Garretts, who retrieves it on the sideline. Here's Becker. 15-footer. Left elbow jumper. Good. Carolyn Becker. Her first hoop of the night. Cuts it to 21-13. Left wing. Now to the point comes A.V. Lease. We're under 9.5 minutes here in holding forward. Off a screen is Stuckmeyer. Good defense there by Garretts, though. Kimmon, free throw line. Back out to Kelsey. Drives the left side, leaves it off for Lease, who in turn returns the pass to Brittany Bozer. Kimmon, now Skiba. No one player holding the ball for too long here as Skiba now looks for help, and it's Brittany Bozer coming around top. 9 minutes to go. Now Kimmon left corner against Carolyn Becker. Stopped her dribble. Here's Stuckmeyer getting loose inside. It's deflected away. She tried to dump it down low to Laura Skiba, deflected by a Husker. And now a trio of Huskers come in, including Hellman, Pop, and Thielen, three original starters for the Holy Ford Huskers. 8:52 to play. Brittany finds Lease coming to the basket, and she's fouled. That's the same play they ran earlier, and it works this time to send Abe to the line. Foul is on the Huskers. Paige Soltis, her first, team's fifth. Two shots for the senior guard, A.B. Lease. First one a little bit short. A.B.'s got 2 points. One more for A.B. First miss tonight for Piers. That one looks true, and it's off. But the rebound is out of bounds, off holding. Oh, no, they say off Skiba. Pioneer fans thought it was off Hellman. So Huskers ball with 8:50 to go as Rachel Hellman brings it up court. Left wing for Taylor Pop, holding it overhead, guarded by Taylor Kimmon. Back to Rachel Hellman, right side. Hellman, one dribble. Now finds Steelen, left side. Back to the wing for Soltis, guarded by Stuckmeyer. Pair of number 10s guarding each other. Left side shot from 10 is good. That is Marissa Garrett hitting. Four for Marissa Garrett's. 21-15, pressure here by the Huskers. Bozer breaks the pressure with her dribble. Here's Brittany handing it off to Kelsey. Almost unleashed a shot. Instead, Skiba comes out into the post. Got a pass and had it ripped out of her hands. Good defensive work by Taylor Pop. Now Pop front court. Three steps behind the right circle on the home half the court. 7:45 to go. Hellman uses a ball fake to get to the rim. Left hand, no. Rebound. Kimmon off a tip by Avi Leese. Good move, though, by Rachel Hellman to use that ball fake and had a good look. 7:33 to play. Piers leading 21-15 and holding four tonight. Cutting and into the lane is Kimmon. Eight-footer. Good. Taylor Kimmon. First two for Taylor. 23-15. Pioneers by eight. Right wing comes Courtney Thielen. Thielen holding it overhead against Taylor Kimmon. One dribble, three-pointer left side. Way off the mark, put up by Hellman, and it deflects to Stuckmeyer. Kelsey to Bozer, mid-court with 7 minutes to go in the half. Eight-point lead. Stuckmeyer had the pass get behind her. It results in a steal for Pop and a layup for Taylor Pop. Pop puts two on the board, 23-17. Huskers with backcourt pressure. Brittany Bozer wants everybody to clear out and let her go to work with the dribble. She does front court now, 6:35 to go. Brittany picked up her dribble. Somebody's got to help. It's Kimmon. Taylor off now to Stuckmeyer. Kelsey into the lane. Kimmon cut off, deflected out, and they're going to say off Kimmon's knee and out of bounds. Turnover. Huskers will bring Grace Garrett's back in. Here's Rebecca Langer in, Malia Bozer in, Mariah Olish in as Lee Skiba and Kimmon sit. 6-point lead with 6:25 to go in the half, 23-17. And they throw it away. Huskers just an unforced error. Pop's pass goes out of the gym through the doors. Pressure as Brittany finds Malia Bozer. Deflects a couple of times and still battle for finally. Brittany picked up the ping-ponging ball and hit about three or four sets of hands. Pioneers try to settle down now. Stuckmeyer pressured out front. Drives with the left and is fouled going up with a shot. And it'll be two shots coming for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. The foul is called on Soltis, her second. Sixth Husker foul of the half, and two coming for Stuckmeyer, who's got 8 points already in the half. Free throw, good. Kelsey now 3 for 3. Into the lineup comes Carolyn Becker for Paige Soltis. One more for Kelsey. We'll try to get to double figures here with this free throw. Up and good. She's got 10. 4 for 4 and a couple of three-pointers. Piers 25, holding Ford 17 with 6 minutes to play in the first half in holding Ford tonight. Out to the wing. Ball tipped out by Rebecca Langer, picked up by Grace Garrett. Fired underneath. Good ball movement. Here's a shot from the baseline, drilled by Courtney Thielen. Good range by Thielen, and she knocked that home. 9. 25-19 as Thielen, baseline jumper from the right side. Now Malia holding it, dribbles right side. Comes back out front for Brittany Bozer with under 5.5 minutes to go. Pass deflected, picked up by Stuckmeyer in the lane, looking for help. And it's loose and pulled away, and a foul's coming on the Pioneers. Brittany Bozer will pick up her first, only the second Pioneer foul of the half. Comes with 5:19 left. Huskers to inbounds to Grace Garrett's. She'll run the point. guarded by Malia Bozer. Pierce has led the entire first half by as many as 10. Right now it's 6. Baseline drive, short. Olish crashes the board. Hands it off to Brittany. 5 minutes to go. Brittany Bozer guarded out front, deflected. Starts her dribble again, and a whistle's coming. And that's on Taylor Pop, her second. And it should be a 1-1 for Brittany Bozer. Bozer to the free throw line for the bonus. Brittany has not attempted a free throw tonight. She's hit a three-pointer for her only points. 4:56 to go. Pierce has made 6 of 8 tonight. Senior Bozer, that one looks long. It was. It's off to the corner. Picked up there by the Huskers. Courtney Thielen pushes it and fires it into the wall. And Coach Bring is up saying, what was that? And a timeout is coming for Pierce with 4:49 to go. Pierce 25, Huskers 19. Back to Holding Court after this. You're listening to Monday Night Girls Basketball on You Are There Sports.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our 4 stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Welcome back to Holding Ford, where the Pioneers lead the Huskers 25-19 with the basketball, 4:49 to go. First half action, Rebecca Langer inbounds quickly back to Brittany Bozer. It's Langer, Bozer, Bozer, Olish, and Stuckmeyer for the Pioneers. Kennedy Arisman checks back in during the timeout. Now it's in the hands of Kelsey. Got a high screen from Brittany. Now Brittany with the ball. Right side into the post. Here's Olish looking for room. Puts it up left hand. It doesn't go. Rebound tipped. Langer's got it. Out front, Malia's three is up and good. Bozer rains down a three. It rattled around and dropped. And it's 28-19 from the right side right in front of the Husker bench. That's the sound from the Pioneer fans to my left. Here's a turnaround in the lane. Too much. Rebound, Brittany Bozer. Off the miss from Courtney Thielen inside. Quickly, Malia. Down low, Olish. Wheels, shoots off. Rebound tipped, and they're going to get Mariah on a foul on a push. Boy, Pioneers really pushed the ball up court that time and almost got a good look. Well, they did get a good look, just didn't get the finish. First on Mariah, third Pioneer foul, 3:52 to go. Laura Skiba now will come in for Mariah. Pioneers with a strong first half going here. Up 28-19. Huskers ball right side in the hands of Arisman. Now to Thielen as they front Becker inside. Arisman got trapped. Finds a baseline opening look. Air ball miss by Marissa Garrett right to Brittany Bozer. Brittany now to Langer right side. Into the lane, Skiba quickly out to Malia with 3:20 to play. Now Stuckmeyer out front. Man-to-man by the Huskers. Skiba comes out to set a screen. Gets it on the pick and roll. Skiba, no rebound inside. Good pick and roll, though. Got Laura. Good shot. Back on the other end. Here's a layup up and in, and a foul is called. Good ball movement by the Huskers. Bucket for Kennedy Arisman on the break. Her first two. Pioneer foul is on Malia Bozer, her second. Fourth team foul. We get A.V. Leese and Taylor Kimmett in for Rebecca Langer and Malia Bozer. Now Thielen checks out as Becker returns for the Huskers. One shot for Arisman. 3:05 to go. It's no good, and the rebound is on the floor, picked up by the Huskers. Becker got the ball. Throws it out to the wing. Skip pass left side. Open look. Garrett's, yes. That's a four-point possession as Grace Garrett's with a baseline jumper. She has four, and it's 28-23. 2:45 to go in the half. Here's Kimmon left side. Holding it. Lease cutting the lane. Drives through a couple of defenders. Knocked to the floor. Rolls the ball out to the wing. Picked up by Brittany Bozer. Back to Stuckmeyer at the point. 2.5. Kelsey's three is off. Follows her own miss. Left hand, yes! Stuckmeyer follows up her own miss shot and scores. 12 for Kelsey. 30-23. Pioneers. Now Rachel Hellman at the point. To the corner. Becker's runner rattles in. Carolyn Becker knocks it home, answering on the other end. 2:05 to go in the half. 30-25. High intensity Monday night action here. Brittany Bozer working it up court. Crosses midcourt in front of the Husker bench now. Under 2 minutes to go. Kimmon finds Avey Lease. Now over in the hands of Stuckmeyer. Left side to Lease at the point. Right side, Kimmon. 18-footer off the mark. Front rim rebound. Here's Kennedy Arisman with 1:40 to go. Back to Rachel Hellman. 1:35 left. First half action from holding for tonight. Piers by 5. They've led by as many as 10. Out front, Carolyn Becker with Skiba defending. Back to the corner. Hellman shoots from 8, missed. Rebound on the opposite side for Garrett. Off the wing, no, another offensive rebound. Becker underneath, went up. Never left the floor apparently, so here's a free throw line jumper. That is good. Marissa Garrett's on a third opportunity to score for the Huskers that trip down. And with 1 minute to go, it's a one possession game, 30-27. Huskers starting to find their pace. Left side for Stuckmeyer. 50 to go into the lane. Back out to Kimmon. Now Stuckmeyer. Left side to the corner. Top of the key. Brittany's three on the way. It's off. Rebound in the lane. And Avey Lease is going to pick up a foul. First on Avey. Fifth Pioneer foul. Comes with 38 seconds to play in the half. Huskers, who were once down by 10, can tie it with a three. Rachel Hellman crosses midcourt with 33 seconds to play in the half. Right side now for Kennedy Arisman. Grace Garrett's back to Arisman. Ricochets off her shoulder, has to wait for it to come down out of midair. Back to the left side now for Marissa Garrett's. 18 to play. Hellman into the lane. Becker turns, scores! 6 for Becker, and the lead is 1. 30-29 with 10 seconds left. Brittany with 7, driving. To the corner for Avey. 3 seconds into the lane. Skiba shot up. No, and that's halftime. At the break, Piers by 1, 30-29 in a highly entertaining first half in Holdingford. And we'll begin a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to girls basketball on a Monday night in Holdingford on You Are There Sports.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Peer, supporting the Peers Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Well, welcome back. We are in Holding Ford, and at halftime with the score, Pierce 30 and Holding Ford 29. A good push at the end by the Huskers. Once trailed by 10 to get it to 1, Pierce led the entire first half, jumping out to a 4-0 lead. It never trailed, leading by 10, but now it's down to 1. So it looks like an exciting second half. Remember, it was a 34-point win for the Holding Ford Huskers up in Pierce before Christmas, 73-39. For the Huskers, as we look at their scoring, and I'm missing 2 points somewhere. I looked down and didn't see a basket go in, but we do have Taylor Pop with 2, 6 for Carolyn Becker, Grace Garrett's with 4, 7 for Courtney Thielen, 6 for Marissa Garrett's, 2 for Kennedy Arisman. Playing but not scoring, Rachel Hellman, Paige Soltis, and Callie Kostreba. 1 of 2 from the free throw line for the Huskers at halftime. Didn't use a timeout. Foul situation. Taylor Pop has 2. Paige Soltis with 2. 1 on Carolyn Becker. 1 on Kennedy Arisman. And 1 on Callie Kostreba. For the Pioneers, they are led by Kelsey Stuckmeyer's 12. After that, 4 for Mariah Olish. 4 for Laura Skiba. 3 for Malia Bozer, Brittany Bozer with 3, 2 for Avi Lease, and 2 for Taylor Kimmon. Playing but not scoring that half was Rebecca Langer. Pierce made 6 of 9 free throws in their half. 4 of 4 for Kelsey Stuckmeyer, 2 of 2 for Laura Skiba, Avey was 0 for 2. Brittany was 0 for 1. Coach Artner used one timeout. He's got four left. Pierce didn't commit a lot of fouls. Only one girl's got two. That's Malia with two. One apiece on Avey Lease, Mariah Olish, and Brittany Bozer. So no real foul trouble for either team, I would say. Neither team returned. There's some holding for youth girls basketball going on. Looks like there's a lot of talent coming up the pipeline here for the Husker girls. Pretty good. They look like they're fifth or sixth graders out there. Here come the Huskers out of their locker room, so the second half isn't far away. We'll tell you about the JV and C-Squad game results. Also, a look at tonight's schedule. There are some big games tonight, both boys and girls. Not a heavy dose of action tonight, but the ones that are being played are significant. We'll be back to tell you about that. It's Piers 30, holding Ford 29 at halftime on You Are There Sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Cadence Tice.
And I am Briar Rentz.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a quality Catholic education for your children? Are you looking for a school that can provide small class sizes and high levels of academic growth? Are you looking for a school that can provide a solid faith and moral foundation for your children? Holy Trinity is that school.
The top five reasons parents choose Holy Trinity School are growth in faith, family values reinforced at school, small class size, teacher-child relationship, and challenging academic program. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, visit our website or Facebook page or call 468-6446.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Welcome back. We're in Holding Ford. Pioneers with a one-point halftime advantage on the road here. 30-29 over the Huskers. Elsewhere tonight in C-Squad and JV action. In the C-Squad, it was a 44-26 win for the C-Squad. 14 tonight for Madison Gall. Emma Melby with 9. Cammie Ottman with 7. 5 points each for Kelsey Cummings and Leah Shaw. 2 for Valerie Gall. 2 for Erica Dickman. 44-26 for the C-Squad. In the JV game, it was a 50-42 win for Holding Ford. 12 for Courtney Strohmeyer. 7 for Emily Sedlowski. Alyssa Gertz had 8.
The winning number is 9.
5 for Emily Daler. 4 for Emily Harold. Katie LeBlanc had 3. Becky Langer with 3. 50-42 in favor of the Holding Ford JV tonight. Other girls' games tonight include St. John's Prep playing at Painesville. Cathedral is at Rush City. That'll be an interesting one. Those are two really good girls' teams, Cathedral and Rush City. That's about it for local games going on tonight on the girls' side. On the boys' side, the big one in the area tonight is in Melrose. St. Cloud Cathedral's in Melrose tonight. The Holding Ford boys are in action. They've gone to St. John's Prep tonight. Mayor Lutheran is in Uppsala. There's a full parking lot in Uppsala when I drove through. Hinckley Finlayson is in Mora. Sox Center is at Browerville Eagle Valley. Sox Center, of course, fell victim to the Pierce Pioneers Friday night. A 60-57 win for Coach Joe Call's squad. Good job by the guys. We'll have them tomorrow night with Maple Lake, the opponent. Maple Lake's on a 10-game win streak. And then you've got Long Prairie Gray Eagle playing at Parker's Prairie tonight. Both teams are out and warming up. We are about a minute away from the start of the second half. It's Piers by one at the break, 30-29 on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
All right, start of the second half. We'll begin with Pierce inbounding the ball, and here we go. Brittany Bozer now going right to left. Drives, dishes out. Kelsey's three is good. Three-pointer right off the bat. 15 points for Kelsey Stuckmeyer tonight. And the lead is back to four, 33-29. Huskers' first possession of the half. It's Kelsey's third made three tonight. He had seven Friday night, tying a school record held by Nicole Meyer Vernig back in the 2003 season. Here's a nice drive inside, and it's off, though. Too much on it on a shot by Courtney Thielen, who worked her way inside with a strong power move. But here's Olish posting up into the lane, up and under, cut off nicely there by Carolyn Becker, and then a foul is coming. I think this will be on Rachel Hellman. It is. First on Rachel Hellman. First team foul of the half. 17-10 to play. Baseline right. Into Lease, cutting and blocked. Loose ball up. Olish has a block, retrieves it on the baseline. Mariah looking for room. Not there. Ball deflected out of bounds. Good play there by the Huskers. Grace Garretts with a hustle play knocked it off the knee of Malia Bozer to save the possession. 17 minutes left to play in Holding Ford. Pierce 33, Holding Ford 29. Hellman takes it across midcourt. High post pass to Courtney Thielen with her back to the basket at the free throw line. Dribbles to the left side. Skips to the corner. Here's a three for Hellman, short. Malia Bozer with a box out. Nice job by Malia. Back into the hands of point guard Brittany Bozer. Up ahead, Malia. Quickly left corner. Down to Olish. Puts it up and it's off. Rebound for Hellman. Rachel Hellman steams ahead. Right side, little hesitation drive over Brittany, and it rolls off the rim. Rebound's tipped out of bounds, and it's awarded to Pierce off the tip. Grace Garretts touched it last. 16-18 to play. Brittany finds Malia, who quickly shovels right back to Brittany Bozer. Cross midcourt now. Left side, Malia. Malia finds Lease cutting the lane. Off to Stuckmeyer. Open 15. Got it right. Dead on free throw line. And Kelsey has another two. And now a 17-point night for Kelsey. 35-29. A 5-0 run for the Pioneers to start the half. 15-50 left to play. Becker has it poked and stolen by Olish. Mariah, good defense. Back the other way for Brittany Bozer. For Lease in the right corner. Lease, Stuckmeyer got a screen, shot off, but a foul will send Stuckmeyer to the line to shoot three shots. And the foul is on Taylor Pop, her third, team second. Three shots for Kelsey. 4 for 4 tonight. First is short, no good. Let's get these last two. Kelsey got all 5 Pioneer points this half. That one is good. 18 points tonight for Stuckmeyer now, as into the game is Marissa Garrett, who leads Holding Ford with 8 bench points here. And she'll replace Taylor Pop. One more for Kelsey. Up and good. She makes 2 of 3. 19 points for Stuckmeyer, coming off a 30-point game on Friday. 37-29, the lead has grown back to 8. Under 15 and a half minutes to play. Hellman cut off on a drive, skips it right side for Garrett's to the corner. Now Marissa Garrett's bounce pass, lazy one, rolls out of bounds. This should be a touch last by Brittany Bozer, the referee says. Bozer and Hellman went scrapping after the ball. 15-14 to play. Pass comes in to Marissa Garrett's. Hellman starts her dribble. Pioneers have never trailed in this one, leading by as many as 10 in the first by 1 at half. Now it's back to 8. Loose ball picked up by Courtney Thielen on the wing. Off for Hellman. 14 minutes and 50 seconds left to play. Grace Garrett goes baseline in traffic, stripped away by Brittany Bozer, who pulled it away. Brittany back the other way, front court now. 14:40 to go. Olish back to the basket, free throw line. Stops, goes to left corner for Lease. Quickly back out to Malia Bozer. To Lease again, 14 and a half. Olish gets position, open for Bozer. Malia posting up, pass out to the wing, just got it through. Malia back in the corner for Brittany. Pioneers need a reset here. Brittany comes out to the point. Off down to Stuckmeyer, into Olish, posting up, doubled out to Malia, three-pointer, Malia, in and out. Rebound race for, and Lease got there, and is held ball. This will go to Holding Ford. Good hustle, though, by Amy Lease. Coach Aaron Bring will bring Kennedy Erisman back in, replacing Courtney Thielen. 14:07 left. Pierce 37, Holding Ford 29. Walking it up court is Rachel Hellman now. Directs the offense to the right side to Kennedy Erisman. Under 14 left. Grace Garrett cuts through the lane, doesn't get it. Now Becker off for Hellman, left side of the wing behind the circle. Bounce pass out front for Marissa Garrett. Air ball miss, rebound Becker, no, rebound tipped again. Loose, and Stuckmeyer's got it, and it's knocked out of her hands. Saved in, but no, into the Husker bench. Piers will get it. Huskers really scrapping after the ball as Skiba and Kimmon will come in for Malia Bozer and Mariah Olish. 13:33 to play. 37-29. Piers by 8. Pass comes into Avi Lease, who hands it right back to Brittany. Bozer works it up court against Rachel Hellman. Dribbles left hand deep into the lane. Off now, pass picked off. Garrett's with a steal. Here's Grace Garrett's. Looking left side, into the lane, foul coming. And that's going to send Kennedy Erisman to the free throw line. Good 2-on-1 break started by Grace Garrett's. Foul on Brittany Bozer, her second. Erisman 0-for-1 tonight. Up and no good. Jordan Patrick makes her first appearance tonight. She'll replace Grace Garrett's. 13-17 to play. Huskers haven't scored yet this half. Arisman, that one is good. Now they have. One of two. 37-30 with 13:15 to play in regulation in holding four tonight. Bozer gets a Kimmon screen. Dribble got a little high, but it's off to Kimmon at the point. Taylor finds Bozer cutting. Now Skiba on the right corner. Got it out to Lease. Kimmon back out. Now it's to Stuckmeyer. Under 13 to play. Kelsey hands off to Brittany Bozer. They look to figure out an offensive set here. Brittany directing the play. Left side for Stuckmeyer. 12:45 left. Bozer out front. Drives left-hand lane back to Laura Skiba. Now Kimmon at the free throw line working on Carolyn Becker. Back to Bozer. Now Skiba posting up in the block. And threw it behind Stuckmeyer, who was racing. Breakaway the other way for Jordan Patrick for two. Jordan Patrick with the layup. And it's 37-32 with 12:15 left to play. Brittany Bozer for A.V. Leafs. Behind the arc right side, rotating over is Stuckmeyer. Into the post, Kimmon. Back to Kelsey. Drives, left hand up, no. Rebound, Becker for the Huskers. 12 minutes left. Long pass ahead. Found its way through to the corner to Arisman. Down low, Becker. Back out, Kennedy Arisman. A three is good. No, a two. Just a two, says the referee. Must have had a toe on the line. So now it's 37-34. Huskers have cut it to three with five unanswered points. A.B. Lease left side. Malia Bozer ready to come back in. Malia, nice pass to Kimmon inside. Taylor couldn't get a shot off, though. Now she gets it back from Stuckmeyer. Baseline, good! Kimmon from 15. Taylor knocked it down. She's got four. 39-34. Here's Becker loose. Drives in and scores on the other end. They overplayed the pass, and Becker dropped it in from the left side. She's got eight. Pierce 39, holding forward 36, 11:05 to play. Brittany Bozer left side looking for help. Stuckmeyer bails her out. Kelsey now dribbles off to Skiba left side. Kimmon cuts through the lane, knocked loose. Skiba will pick it up in the corner, bounce it out for Brittany, who got bumped and fouled. This will go on Jordan Patrick, her first, team's third. 10:49 left. Here's Malia Bozer back in for Piers. Callie Kostreba returns for the Huskers. Skiba is out, and so is Becker. It'll be a pass in at the end of the Pioneer bench by Brittany Bozer. 3-point lead for Piers. Out comes Lease to take the entry pass. Back to Brittany on the left wing in front of the Piers bench. Right side for A.V. Lease now. Here's Stuckmeyer cutting, finding Kimmon open and scoring! Stuckmeyer to Kimmon for two. 41-36. Pioneers by five with 10.5 to play. Hellman at the point in the jump ball circle as they screen underneath the basket to get open. Picked up her dribble. Bolger now closes the gap on her, and she threads the pass off to Marissa Garretts. 10:15 and counting and holding forward. Marissa leaves it out front for Jordan Patrick. They reset left side. Kennedy Arisman down to the corner. Marissa Garretts cut off by Malia. Loose ball, and Lease gets tripped up, and this will be a holding forward foul. Malia poked it away. Lease got to it first, and the foul is called on the Huskers. Marissa Garretts, her first. Huskers fourth. Pierce gets it at midcourt with 10:01 to play. Pass in coming to Stuckmeyer. Backcourt as we drop under 10. Right side, almost stolen, and that's going to be a loose ball picked up by Stuckmeyer. Almost a turnover. Good hustle by the Huskers. Left side, Malia Bozer. 9:45. Malia tries the baseline. Cut off there by Hellman. Now Kimmon will drive the lane. Dish out. Back to Kimmon. Shot blocked. Loose ball picked up by Hellman. Hellman comes back the other way. 9.5 minutes left. Long pass ahead. Traffic in the lane. Loose ball out front. Free throw line. Garretts will lean in and be fouled by Malia Bozer. That'll be three on Malia. Second Pioneer foul of the half. And to the free throw line goes Marissa Garretts, who's got 8 points tonight. 9:25 to play. First is short. Holding Ford only shot two free throws in the first half, making one of those. Olish in for Lease. And Langer in for Kimmon. Substitutes in for Coach Marcus Artner. One more for Marissa Garretts. She's got 8 points tonight. That one is around, around, and through. Nine for Garretts. She leads the team in scoring tonight. It's a 41-37 Piers lead. Malia Bozer into the front court, back to the hands of Brittany Bozer. 9:15 to play. Left corner, Stuckmeyer. Olish gets post-up position. Up and under, left hand, yes! Olish for two. Mariah with six. 43-37, Piers by six with 9 minutes to play. To the corner, shot up from the wing, good for two. That's Kennedy Arisman, who's now got seven, five this half. 43-39, Langer down deep into the left corner. Cut off there, looking for help, and a timeout. Timeout taken by the Pioneers with 8:42 to play. It's Piers 43, holding forward 39.
The new year is here, and now's the perfect time to stop in and treat yourself with that new Verizon phone you wanted. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. When you buy your Verizon device from us, we make sure to take care of you from start to finish. We evaluate your plan to make sure it's the best for you. We make sure you get the phone you want, and we even transfer your data from your old phone to your new one. If you're ready for a new phone this year, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Back to action. A missed shot by Piers results in a holding forward rebound, and here they go on offense again. Paige Soltis, left side of the free throw line, back out to Rachel Hellman. 8:20 to play, Piers 43, holding forward 39. Grace Garretts, couple of dribbles out to the wing, guarded by Langer. To the baseline now, Becker skip pass left side, down to the left corner, Hellman. Drives the lane, blocked. Grace Garretts underneath, maneuvers up and oh, rebound loose. Stuckmeyer had it, lost it. Garretts will put it up and draw a foul. Marissa Garretts with a loose ball pickup and will shoot two. And the foul's on Malia, and that's four on Malia. And Coach Artner will look down the bench as Garretts will shoot a pair here. Up and in and out, no good. Taylor Kimmon in for Malia Bozer. 8:01 left in regulation. Piers 43, holding forward 39. Second for Garretts. Short rebound, Becker. Whistle and a held ball as Brittany Bozer forces a tie-up and the arrow goes to Piers. 7:58 left. Full court pressure here by the Huskers. It hasn't bothered the Pioneers nearly as much as it did in December, but Garretts gets a turnover there. Grace Garretts with a hustle play. Tipped the ball and threw it off Taylor Kimmon, and holding forward gets it back. In the corner to inbounds underneath the score clock. Hellman lobs it into the wing. Grace Garretts to Becker, posting up. Back to the basket on Olish. Baseline for Soltis, good. Paige Soltis dropped in her first two. 43-41, pass comes to Olish. Back to Brittany Bozer. Bozer dribbles left wing, wants Langer to come out top, which she does. Back to Brittany, 7.5 minutes to go. Now Brittany Bozer finds Kelsey Stuckmeyer, left side of the arc. In front of the Piers bench, Olish battling for inside position. She's got it. Kimmon, top of the key, thought about it briefly. Goes back to Brittany Bozer. Drives left hand across the lane. Stops now, guarded by Hellman. Off to Kimmon, driving baseline. Stops, pivots back out for Brittany. Olish posting up on Becker. Trying to muscle it up. Puts it up and scores! Olish over Becker. 8. 7 minutes to go. 45-41. Good possession there for Pierce. Here's Grace Garrett's nice step under and missed. Rebound. Stuckmeyer saves it inbounds, but to a Husker. Garrett's gets knocked off the ball. Langer's on the floor. Langer looking to roll it over. Whistle, and what do we got? A kick ball is called. It's going to be possession holding for it, I believe. Yes. 6:41 left, regulation. Pierce 45. Holding for it, 41. Inbounds into the corner for Grace Garrett's. Lob down low to Becker. Left block on Olish. Cut off back to Garrett's. She drives baseline. Has to retreat back to the corner. Here's Becker from 15. Short. Rebound. Saved in. But out of bounds. Paige Soltis had a toe on the end line as she saved it back in. And now Avey Leese will come in for Olish. 6:26 to go. Coach Bring will make a change. He brings Callie Kostreba in, replacing Carolyn Becker. Pierce leading 45-41. Next held ball belongs to the Huskers. Pass into Avey Leese, who quickly hands it right back to Brittany Bozer. Bozer dribbles it up court against Rachel Hellman with 6:20 left. Avey Leese lost her defender. Traveled. Shuffled her feet. Got a little anxious. 6:16 left. Team fouls. Five on holding forward. Four on holding forward. Three on Pierce. Holding forward has all of their timeouts left. Pierce three remaining. Huskers bring it up court. Rachel Hellman deliberately cross midcourt. Crosses the timeline with 6:08. Wing right side now to Soltis. Back out front. They work it right side. Three-pointer is launched, and it's short. Rebound, though. Hellman tries a reverse. Missed it. Another offensive rebound. Missed. Kimmon battles for it. Still on the floor. Out of bounds to Pierce. Boy, they are scrapping at each other tonight. 5:52 to go. Pierce leading 45-41 in holding forward. Langer comes to the ball well. Returns it quickly. Here's Brittany. Racing. Kicking it out to Langer now. Rebecca skips it off to Brittany Bozer. Brittany with Leese cutting the lane. Gets the pass. Puts it up in his whistle. And we got a foul on the Huskers before the shot. This will be, I believe, on the Huskers' Callie Kostreba, her second, fifth team foul. Becker returns, as does Erisman for Coach Aaron Bring and the Huskers. Fifth team foul, so it'll be a baseline left pass in for Brittany Bozer with 5:38 to go. Brittany down the lane to Stuckmeyer, strip going up. It'll stay with Pierce. Another inbounds from the left baseline for the Pioneers. 45-41, Pioneer lead. Brittany to Kimmon, inbound shot, short, rebound deflected, and off the Huskers. It stays with Pierce. 5:32 left. Referee wants Brittany to come a little bit further down the baseline, which she does. Pierce has worked pretty well off the inbounds. They find Kimmon inside. No. Kimmon again. Offensive rebound. Puts it up and is fouled. Taylor with a second effort will shoot two. Husker foul is called on Kennedy Erisman, her second. Team six. That also puts Pierce in the bonus now the rest of the night. First of two for senior Kimmon. No good. Taylor's got 6 points tonight. 5:27 to go, 45-41. Pioneers by four. Kimmon trying to make it five. Up and in and out. Rebound for Hellman. So the Pioneers fail to convert on a pair of free throws, and Huskers down four with the ball and 5:20 to play. Entry pass, high post for Carolyn Becker. Drop step, nice move. Got it right by Kimmon and scored. Carolyn Becker with 10, and it's 45-43. 4 or 5 minutes ago, Bozer drives away, missed it off the bottom of the rim. Becker on the floor, and we get a held ball. Timeout Huskers with 4:56 to go. Holding Ford's got the ball with a chance to lead when we come back.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Here's your game reset from Holdingford tonight. Pierce 45, Holdingford 43, 4:56 to play in regulation. Holdingford's got the ball. Next held ball belongs to Holdingford. Holdingford now four timeouts left. Pierce with three. Team foul situation. Holdingford six, Pierce three. So the Pioneers are in the bonus free throw. Husker ball, 4:45 to go. A two ties, a three leads. Here's a three for the lead. It's good. That's Jordan Patrick with 4:35 to go. Huskers by one. Pass, blows her head, it's stripped away, and a held ball goes to the Huskers. Bozer and Hillman tie up, and the arrow points to the Huskers, who now lead by a point, their first lead of the night on a three-pointer by Jordan Patrick. Hillman walks it up court. 4:24 to play. Hillman, right side, got a screen from Becker. Step back over Olish. In! No! Halfway out and down. And then a foul coming, as reaching in is Kennedy Arisman, her third. And now the Pioneers are going to have some opportunities at the line as Brittany Bozer will go to the other end. Brittany is 0-for-1 tonight. Missed the front end of a 1-1 back in the first half. 4:13 to go. Huskers by a point. Here's the first for Brittany. Long rebound, Huskers. They're off and running. Huskers now curl back. Marissa Garrett's whistle and a traveling call. Hillman, before she elevated for the shot, shuffled the feet. 4:08 left. Pierce gets the ball. Brittany Bozer will inbounds in front of the Husker bench. Directing teammates, Lee sets a screen. Kimmon comes to the ball, returns it right back to Brittany. Crosses midcourt. Holding forward by one, 4 minutes to go. Kimmon into the left side of the arc for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. In for Kimmon, who leans it in. No, missed. Rebound. Lease puts it up. That's no good. Battle for the second effort, and it's Holding Ford's ball. Oh, two from point blank range. And the Huskers come away still maintaining their lead. 46-45 with 3:45 to go. Hillman midcourt. Man-to-man by Pierce. Heck of a ball game here tonight. Hillman right side down to the corner. That's Kennedy Arisman. Into the lane, Becker. She gets deep, wheels, and scores. 12 for Carolyn Becker. It's a three-point Husker lead. 48-45 with 3:20 to go. Malia Bozer's going to check in. Here's Kelsey. She's been quiet lately. Into the lane. Olish, fall away. Becker defends. Rebound, Huskers off the miss. Pulled away by Kennedy Arisman. Coming up on 3 minutes to play. Hillman has it. Back to Arisman. Thought about it. Goes baseline and stops. Here's Hillman from four. Yes! Coach Artner needs a timeout. The lead has grown to five for the Huskers with 2:53 to go. 50-45. We'll be back after a break.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce says, Go Pioneers! And when you're on the go and need to find a great place to dine, then the Brickyard is the perfect place. The Brickyard features a full menu with a wide assortment of delicious food, sure to satisfy anyone's hunger. And the Brickyard also has outstanding daily food specials. Tuesdays is Taco Tuesday, Wednesday's pizza night, Thursday it's wings, and Friday is roasted chicken and baby back pork ribs. The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Pierce inbounds. Huskers are setting up at midcourt defensively. Brittany Bozer front court. Huskers now lead it 50-45 with 2:45 to play. Into the lane goes Brittany Bozer in traffic. Puts it up and in. Bozer scores off the glass. 5 for Brittany. 50-47. 2.5 minutes left to play. Husker ball. Right corner. Kennedy Arisman. Ball overhead. To the wing for Jordan Patrick. It was Patrick's three-pointer that gave Holdingford their first lead of the night. She drives baseline, shoots, deflected out of bounds by Amy Lees. It stays with the Huskers. 2:13 left. Pierce down to 2 timeouts, Holdingford with 4. Grace Garrett's now will return, replacing Jordan Patrick. 5 points, but a huge three-pointer for Jordan Patrick tonight. The lead is 3 with possession for Holdingford. They lob it out to Grace Garrett. It's a free throw line high. To Becker, posting up. Leans in and scores. 14 for Carolyn Becker. 52-47 Huskers. Right side for Avey. Top of the key. Stuckmeyer. Ball fake. Now to Brittany Bozer. Back to Avey Lease. 1:50 to go. Brittany Bozer finds Mariah Olish on the right wing. Olish to the corner right side. Back out top, Stuckmeyer. Now to Bozer, into the lane. Olish, left block, turns into the lane. Back out Kelsey, catch and shoot 3, off. Rebound Huskers. Hellman's got it. 90 seconds left to play. Pioneers need a stop. Hellman, right side with 1:25. And Lease will commit a foul, trying to come in from the backside. And Evie picks up her second. That's not the worst foul in the world. It's the fourth. Pioneers have to start thinking about putting the Huskers at the line as Skiba now will come in for Olish with 1:21 to go. Pioneers have to foul 3 more times before the Huskers get into the bonus. Pass in on the sideline for Kennedy Arisman. Into Becker. Backdoor. Hellman cuts to the glass and scores. 4 for Rachel Hellman, and the lead is 7, biggest of the night for the Huskers, 54-47. Brittany finds Stuckmeyer at the point. Whistle and a timeout. Pierce with their next-to-last timeout. 1:04 to play, 54-47. The Huskers now have gained the 7-point lead on their home court.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Just 1:04 to go. Pioneers have been sitting at right about here. They were ahead 45-41 with 6:41 to play. 5.5 minutes later, they've scored just 2 points, while the Huskers have put up 13. It's now a 7-point deficit. Here's Bozer for Lease to the lane. Inside, Skiba had a knock loose. Back out. Brittany's free throw line jumper is good. 7 for Brittany. 50 seconds to go. Pioneers will foul. That'll be on Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Her first, team's fifth. 49.3 seconds left. Kimmon in for Malia Bozer. Pioneers are down 5. Look for another quick foul here. Pass in front of the Piers bench. They go back court to Becker, who was quickly fouled by Laura Skiba. First on Laura, 6-team foul. And now from here on out, the Huskers will be shooting free throws in the bonus. 47.6 seconds. It's a backcourt cross the way pass in for Grace Garretts. Lob in. They got it through to Marissa Garretts, and Garretts quickly fouled. And she will go to the line for the 1-1 as Laura Skiba gets number 2. And at the line, Garretts, who is 1-for-4 all this half from the line. She had 8 first half points. She's got 9 right now. Big free throws here the rest of this way for both teams. Garretts for the front end of the bonus. Around and out, but the rebound, Becker put back, no, tipped again, loose in the lane, picked up by A.B. Leese. Pierce has to hurry, 37 seconds, down 5, pass down low, through the hands, too high for Laura Skiba, and that's a turnover to Holding Ford. 34.1 seconds left, Grace Garretts will inbounds on the baseline. Length of the floor to go. Garretts to throw it in. Bounces it into Hellman. Hellman's got it and is bumped out of bounds, and a foul coming on A.B. Leese. And Rachel Hellman will go to the line. 1-1 for Hellman with 32.2 seconds left. Hellman has been limited to 4 tonight. She had 21 up in Piers when these two teams met in mid-December. Big one here. That one is in. Bounced off the right side of the rim, went straight up and through the cylinder. Big make there for Hellman. 55-49. This one now makes it a 3-possession game. On its way, and nothing but net. Two big makes by guard Rachel Hellman. 56-49. Stuckmeyer looking for room. Fires a 3. It's off. Rebound out front for Bozer. 22 seconds left. Skiba will put it up from the corner. That's no good. Brittany Bozer puts it up. That's no good. Brittany again fouled with 13 seconds left. Brittany will shoot a pair, but foul on Carolyn Becker, her second. And Brittany will shoot 2. First is good. That's 8 tonight now for Brittany Bozer as Kimmon replaced by Langer. Just under 14 seconds, 13.8. 56-50, now 56-51. Made them both. Look for a quick foul again. 5-point lead. Pass in for Grace Garretts. Quickly into the corner and going to the free throw line will be Marissa Garretts. That's the girl they wanted to foul. She's 1-for-5 here. 12 and a half to go. 9th team foul. And now Kimmon will come in for Langer. 56-55. Marissa Garretts shooting 1-1 here. Last time it'll be 1-1, but there's only 12 seconds left. Free throw, good. Big make there for Marissa Garretts. 57-51. Now Olish will come in for Skiba. This one is a huge free throw now. It will push it back to a 3-possession game as Coach Bring wants his players off the lane, leaving only the free throw shooter wearing green up there in the front court. Free throw up and no good. Rebound Taylor Kimmon. Pioneers will push it to the wing. Here's a baseline for Bozer, lob down low for Olish. 2 seconds, 1 second. She'll put it up at the buzzer. It won't go, and the final score tonight. Holding Ford comes back to win 57-51.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street, Piers.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, the Holding Fort Huskers come from behind by as many as 10 in the first half, and they win 57-51. Pioneers, really valiant effort tonight. Coach Marcus Artner joins me here. And Coach, after a 73-39 loss to this same squad up at your place, certainly obvious signs of improvement, just didn't come up with a W tonight.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't be more proud of our girls. Like you said before, when we faced them in December, I believe maybe it was even a running time game.
Yeah, it was.
And to come back and basically be in charge of that game for the whole thing, I couldn't be prouder. And I told the girls, you know, I said, I'm not a huge one for moral victories, yeah, but if there ever was one, I believe this one is it. And I hope that they kind of prove to themselves that they can play with a lot of teams in our conference, and they can play with a lot of the better teams in our conference if they just believe it. You know, we got a few things to work on. Maybe we'll learn how to win a close game like that. You know, we haven't been in that situation much, so, you know, a little bit of pressure and things build up. But I think we can learn and have a lot to build on off of this game.
And a lot of times, people that watch basketball, you can tell when there's just a little added jump, added spark, and it seemed like the girls had that, whether it was internally from their own selves when they got off to a quick 4-0 lead, the crowd, the JV kids were really loud, the parents were into it. You could just feel that extra step tonight.
Yeah, you know, they wanted it. You know, we come off of 2 wins, and the girls were believing that we could be in this game, and they believed we could win this game, and they wanted it. They came out like that. Yeah, and it's awesome to have the fans there. And what a great support to be on the road and have it that loud when we're doing things the way we were doing things. Yeah, the girls definitely wanted it. They did have a little extra spark in their step, and I think that went a long way.
I think, you know, the level of play that the girls, they figured out, like you said, they can compete with teams that maybe early in the season, so there are going to be other opportunities down the stretch where you're going to get looks at the teams like the Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsteads. Eden Valley's going to come to our place later on this year. There's going to be chances for some redemption a little bit.
There absolutely will. You know, I told the girls about couple weeks after Christmas, I could see an improvement that we made, and we ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw on a schedule there right about the same time with some really, really, really tough good teams. And I said, you know, the second time through conference, we're going to be dangerous. People aren't going to want to play us the second time through conference because they've come such a long way, and they've made so many improvements that we've asked them to do. And we are. We're going to compete in that second half of the conference, and there's a lot of very winnable games I think we got coming up.
And you have to credit Holding Ford. You know, they kept battling in. Both teams were on the floor a lot tonight going after loose balls. And, frankly, they did a good job. They took Kelsey away for a good portion of that second half after Kelsey came out, scored the first five of the second half. I think she did not get a lot of good looks, and the team has to recognize how to get those second and third scoring options going.
Yep. And, you know, that's something we've kind of been dealing with all year. And at some point they're going to recognize that, especially when they're down, and they're just going to completely – not let her score. And you know, they don't really care if they leave somebody else open, but they're definitely not going to leave her open. And at that point, we got to have somebody else step up. And I think we got good looks. I think we got good shots. Like I said, a little bit for the girls, you know, that confidence of learning how to ice a game and put it away, you know, and knock down that one big shot when we need it, that kind of thing. They haven't been in that spot much, and it's something I think that'll come here in the coming weeks.
Well, like you said, Coach, if you're going to get a moral victory, I think this was a good one. We'll take this one tonight.
Absolutely. I couldn't be prouder of him. Thanks.
All right. Coach Marcus Ardner here. It's a 57-51 win for the Huskers. We'll give you the scoring totals for these two teams and an outstanding ball game to start our week here. Back after this.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Jacob Kipley. We like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Caitlin Becker and Jake Andries. As winter sports season are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Well, excellent Monday to ball game here. 57-51 come from behind for the Huskers as they are paced by Carolyn Becker's 14 points, Marissa Garrett's with 10, 7 for Courtney Thielen, 7 for Kennedy Arisman, 6 for Rachel Hellman tonight, 5 for Jordan Patrick. It was Patrick's three-pointer that put Holding Ford ahead for the first time with about 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Put them up 46-45. 4 points for Grace Garrett, 2 for Taylor Popp, 2 for Paige Soltis. Huskers convert on 6 of 13 free throws in this ballgame. Holding Ford's record now above 500 once again. They are now 10-9. They go to 4-5 in the conference. Pioneers, they fall tonight, and their record now is 5-14 overall, 2-7. They've got a week off. They don't play again until Monday. They'll have another Monday conference game. This one will be at the MAC, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead in town. So a good ball game tonight. Kelsey Stuckmeyer with 19 leading the way for Pierce. After that, Brittany Bozer finishes with 9. Mariah Olish with 8. 6 for Taylor Kimmon, 4 for Laura Skiba, Malia Bozer with 3, Avi Lease with 2, Pioneers 10 of 17 from the free throw line. We'll give you the final thoughts tonight right after this.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, I'm Logan Gross.
And I'm Lila Bednar.
We are sixth graders at Holy Trinity School in Pierce. Families and peers are fortunate to be able to choose Holy Trinity for their children's education. Holy Trinity provides a challenging academic program for excellent, caring teachers. Small class sizes provide an opportunity for children to receive one-on-one instructions.
Not only do children receive an excellent academic foundation, they will also grow in their Catholic faith. Faith development is part of the fabric of the school environment. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, visit our website, Facebook page, or call 468-6446.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers! Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery, so don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking, Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel.
Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Piers Pioneers.
All right, as we say goodnight from Holding Ford, the Huskers win it 57-51 over the visiting Pioneers. We're back on the air tomorrow night with you as the Maple Lake Irish boys are in town to face Piers. 7:15 tip-off right here on your home for Pioneer Sports. You are their sports. Again, 57-51, Holding Ford over Piers in girls basketball. Girls off until next Monday when they are at home against Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. So until tomorrow night, we'll see you from Holding Ford. I'm Rick Graben saying goodnight.